Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let us go now, as we do every Tuesday, and feature a top WIP voice.
Who did we get
another
this day time?
Part. We've got a guy who is a master of the Phillies and also brilliant in football. Uh-huh. Our night guy, the great Joe Giglio. Joe. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Joe, has anyone ever done you?
An impression of me? I get made fun of on the text line on the Marks and Reese show, but I don't know if it's an impression, more just people saying things about me. But I don't know if anyone's done an impression of me. I'm not sure on that one.
Jonesy, any reason why you wouldn't do an impression of Joe Giglio?
No, they should.
They should do
it. Yeah, Conklin's got to work on that.
And if nothing else, just kiss Gabe's ass for 10 minutes. They'll know it's you. All right, Joe, let's start with it. Joe, I don't get this. The Phillies, right? COVID issues, injury issues, underperformance from top players. Brutal job by the manager. It's August at 2.5 games out of first. Please explain.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is the division is it's there for them. I mean, it's incredible. I don't think the Mets are really that good. I haven't thought it all year. And I thought they were being carried by Jacob deGrom having a truly special season, and he's been hurt. He's only made 15 starts. And Angelo, now they're saying he might not come back till September, which continues to open the door for the Phillies. So the Phillies can have all those things. They could be as mediocre as our eyes tell us they are every night, and yet there's no reason that they can't be in this thing. And Angelo, you look at the schedules for these teams. The Mets have a stretch coming up, I think starting next weekend, where they play 13 games in a row against the Dodgers and Giants. I mean, that's going to be brutal for them. So the Phillies have a chance, and really just the end of this week with the Mets coming up, but the Phillies have a chance over the next couple of weeks to absolutely overtake the Mets, even though I don't expect the Phillies to be much more than a couple games over 500 in this stretch.
So dog days of August, Phillies in first place in this awful season they have had. So I guess you take advantage of it. So then what Dave Dombrowski did by adding at the trade deadline made sense, even more so now than when he did it, right, Joe?
Yeah, they had to go for it. Now, I wish they did a little bit more. I wish they added another pitcher because I still think they're a pitcher short, but they had to. I mean, I know there was some discussion the last couple of weeks on should they just sell, should they not try. And look, as long as they weren't trading the one or two prospects they have that people actually wanted, and I don't think they did that because Mick Abel's still here, as long as they didn't do that, I was okay with trying. I mean, and so it's been a decade. They have to try to make the playoffs here. I mean, and I think there's something to learning to win for this group. If they could do it, even if it is an 83 or 84 win season, they make the playoffs. I think it'd be good for this team, this franchise, these players to learn how to win together, because I don't really think they know how to do that.
But don't you think Dombrowski was handcuffed by the hideous 5 years of McPhail and Klentak here? There weren't a lot of things to trade.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you think about all the players that were traded at the deadline. The Cubs had that fire sale where all those former champions got moved along to different teams, and the Phillies couldn't jump in there. I mean, they couldn't get one of those guys, and if they did, they probably would have had to give up their one or two prospects they actually want to keep. So, yes, Dombrowski, I think, was tied with two things. One, the farm system is just – it stinks. I mean, one of the pitchers they got back in the deal with the Rangers, they got a prospect back in the deal. He instantly became their number four prospect. Like, the Rangers just gave him away, and he became their fourth prospect. And then I think the other aspect was the Phillies still haven't gone over the luxury tax.
All right, so wait a minute. So all right, Joe, here's what's incredible. All right, so obviously by now, Klentak knows he sucked as a GM. Don't you think he knows it?
Yeah, oh, he has. I mean – There's a reason why he's still in the organization. He's still getting
coaches,
but he's not involved in baseball anymore. I don't know what he does, but it's not baseball.
What? Hold on a minute. What do you mean he's not involved in baseball? He works for the Phillies. That's a baseball team. What's he doing? Sweeping up at the end of the day?
Well, I don't know if he's sweeping. I don't know. I don't think he's involved in baseball decisions. From how I read the reporting on him moving down the chain, I don't think he's involved in baseball decisions. I would love to hear exactly what he does every day. It seems like the Phillies just didn't want to pay him to go home, so they carved out a new role for him. It's almost like when Howie Roseman got moved to the closet and Jeff Lurie kept paying him.
Well, yeah, but Howie found a way back to the other side of the building. Here's the other part of it, though, Joe. So we're doing a show Friday, and Ruben Amaro's with us. And Ruben goes, well, you know the president of the team. And we went, yeah, Dombrowski said, no, McPhail, and he's still in the building. McPhail's there, too.
Yeah, that makes me cringe.
What's he do? That's like having a theft on the surveillance camera and still having the guy who did the thief in the building.
Yeah, here's what I hope. I hope that Dave Dombrowski, as he was trying to go through this trade deadline and thinking about Gibson and all those guys, I just hope he didn't run it by Andy McPhail. That's all I ask. You know, he could be there. Just don't run it by him.
All right. Anyway, let me get to the Eagles because there's a ton going on there. Are you concerned about the fact that Devontae Smith is going to miss the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Of course. I mean, this is what happens with the Eagles. They have injuries. They stay week to week, and then it turns out to be, you know, not just 1 or 2 weeks. So, look, this reminds me of last summer a little bit. Miles Sanders had a week-to-week designation in training camp, and we saw him not until the second game of the year. And I hope that's not the case with Devontae Smith. The other issue, Angelo, is I look at Devontae. He's 166 pounds. I understand that this wasn't an injury with pads on. He didn't get crushed, but I'm just worried about his ability to hold up at the NFL level. And this is just the first injury. I hope it's the last one. He looks like he could be a wonderful wide receiver, but Angela, I'm worried about him physically in the NFL at that size.
I'm worried that he was not prone to injury in college. He got here and took 2 days. It's unbelievable.
He's
so frustrating.
He got injured many times in college.
Not really.
Yeah, he did.
Recheck. All right, let me move on.
Missed the whole season.
Let me move on. What are you more concerned? Are you more concerned about the condition of Devontae Smith or Carson Wentz?
Oh, Carson Wentz. I mean, the Eagles, that first-round pick, we're watching it disappear in front of our eyes here, Angelo.
That's fine.
When that news came out, and you kind of felt it coming because he got hurt, you know, a couple days ago, and they were like, oh, I don't know, surgery, not surgery. That first-round pick for Carson Wentz was a coup by Howie Roseman because the way he played last year, like, there's no way he should have been worth the first-round pick. The Eagles got it, but it was contingent with that playing time, which was smart by the Colts because they're taking a quarterback that was bad and had injuries over his career. So I'm worried about that, and my feeling right now is they're not going to get a first-round pick. It's going to become a second. And that will obviously change the way, you know, this team is built going forward.
That's so devastating. Do I have to do this again, Joe?
Yeah, you do.
I got to do this again.
Yes, you do.
Joe, Andre Dillard, when did they pick him?
In the first round.
Jalen Reagor, where did they pick him?
In the first round.
What the hell's the value of a first-round pick of how he's making it anyway?
You act like Howie.
Remember, this is not a top five pick where Howie's been good or a top 10 pick. This is 2022, right where you got Dillard, right where you got Reagor. He's not going to make a good pick anyway. Calm down and wish nothing but bad for Wentz.
Well, no, here's what I wish. Angela, this is pretty simple. I have a very simple wish for Carson Wentz. I wanted him to stay fully healthy, play as awful as he could, lose every game, and the Eagles get the number one overall pick.
I like that.
Is that much bad?
No, Joe, that's it's too negative even for me, Joe. Joe, finally, did you see what Foles did yesterday? He openly campaigned to rejoin Frank Reich and Carson Wentz in Indy. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, it was pretty, I would say, forward. I mean, not only did he campaign, Angela, he was – effectively saying he's a better player now than when the Eagles won the Super Bowl with him, which is just not true.
No.
I mean, with the last couple of years, he's shown he's declined. He's in his 30s now. He's not as good as he was, you know, four years ago. But it was interesting, and Angelo, I am rooting for it to happen. Just to watch how that plays out, especially if he went to Indy, which we know has a good team and a good line in front of him, and they were winning games before Carson Wentz got healthy from, you know, how many months it's going to be with that toe injury. Just to watch what they'd have to do. Like, would they keep Foles playing? Would they sit Foles down and put Wentz in? The team might not play as well. I want to see that play out again, this time from afar.
Absolutely right, Joe. Well, he's speaking now as a talk show host. We can't wait for that to happen. Please make it happen. Joe Giglio, I don't know how you do it. You're brilliant every day right here from 6 to 10 on WIP. Thank you, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.